communities in the United States that are most in need of job creation are least likely to benefit from federal stimulus transportation spending, according to an Associated Press analysis. Despite this, U.S. Representative Kathy Castor told a group of Hillsborough County Democrats today that plenty of stimulus funding is coming to the Tampa Bay area. After reviewing $18.9 billion in stimulus funding, the AP found that federal government plans to spend 50% more per person in regions with the lowest unemployment rates than it will in the areas with the highest. But Representative Castor told members of the Democratic Party of Hillsborough County on Monday that $13.4 billion from the American Recovery and Reinvestment Act has saved Florida's budget from dire straits.
The state of Florida will receive over $13 billion. Much of that came in the form of direct payment to the state of Florida. Our state budget, the state legislative session that just concluded, would have been a total collapse without the recovery plan monies coming to shore up the state budget. We would have massive layoffs. We would have folks who are out of work unable to get health care.
A spokesperson for the chair of the House Transportation and Infrastructure Committee said the Obama administration should not have suggested that road construction funding would be a key way to help communities in need. Minnesota Democratic Representative James Oberstar's spokesperson said that's because the federal government does not have much control over how states spend recovery funds. Castor thinks stimulus funding will help people in her district.
The unemployment rate here is about 10%. I would hazard to guess in my district that it's higher. It's probably closer to 13% because and many of you live there. We've got the working class neighborhoods of East Tampa and Apollo Beach and West Tampa and Town and Country. These are the hardworking folks that were building homes, electricians, everyone working in the service economy, and we've got to invest now for growth in a new America, our new economy.
Castor's district includes parts of Hillsborough, Pinellas, and Manatee counties. She says the stimulus bill will create jobs in the region through such projects as a highway connecting I-4 to the Port of Tampa. Castor says that $105 million in stimulus for the I-4 connector will create 13,000 jobs.
The largest transportation infrastructure investment will come in the Port of Tampa, the I-4 connector, which is absolutely vital to getting the port ready for the Panama Canal expansion. Our port is poised to expand to a great degree. Unlike many other ports throughout the state and the country, we have land to expand on. This infrastructure project will help because the trucks will be able to leave the Port of Tampa without stopping, without going through the beautiful, historic district of Ybor City.
The AP study reviewed more than 5,500 planned transportation projects across the nation. Transportation Secretary Ray LaHood responded by saying that in the long run, all Americans will benefit from stimulus funding. Workers in areas with high unemployment can commute and compete for jobs outside their area, LaHood said. For WMNF News, I'm Sean Canaan.